left. Only a monster of evil, God.
Did you ever hear the tragedy of
Patsy? Half of the past of the sheep.
Why did you say that name?
It's his other name.
See this biscotti cookie?
Ah, see, now you know I know Krav Maga, right?
Fine. I'll do it myself.
Do it.
I don't know why they had to do my boy Yoda like that.
They fucking murdered him.
Neither of us have really watched Rebels into depth. I've literally just started watching it after Clone Wars ended last week. I've watched maybe like two episodes. I mean, I watched some before, so I'm like halfway through the first
season.
Yeah,
when we were on vacation, we watched like a little bit, but I barely remember. Like, I would have to rewatch it.
Yeah, it's cool so far, but like, I've been seeing memes online of like them comparing the Clone Wars characters, especially after seeing Vader and what is that? What's that Mandalorian's name that was in the end of the Clone Wars? Like the leader of Death Watch Girl?
Something, not Voss, something with a V, I think. Fuck. I was going to say Dryden Voss, but this dude from Solo.
You should look her name up
real quick. Yeah, okay, yeah.
But I keep seeing all these comparisons to the Clone Wars, to the Rebels art, and I get horrified every time. It's dude. Like, you see, I will say, there's one character that does not look bad, and that's Obi-Wan Kenobi, and they show like the hologram of him saying, like, the Force is unbalanced, don't come back to the temple and whatnot. And he looks decent, whatever.
Bo-Katan, I think?
Yeah, Bo-Katan. I don't fucking
Satine know. Satine is the other lady, by the way. We've been saying Sadine the whole time.
I've been saying Satine.
Yeah.
Satine, yeah, she's Satine's sister.
Yeah, yeah.
But she's in it, and she has completely different eye color. I'm pretty sure in the Clone Wars she has yellow eyes, and in Rebels she has green eyes. But fucking to the point, Anakin looks horrifying, dude. As well. He looks like a surfer, like stupid.
You know the fish from SpongeBob that's always like, gnarly dude.
Oh,
that's
Jesus.
What he fucking looks like. He would look like a human. Like, if he was human, that's what he would look like. He would look like Anakin fucking from Rebels.
It's so bad.
Why that? And I think all these memes are coming out because everybody's now finished the Clone Wars. They're like, well, what do we watch now? And we're back into the cartoons. Well, let's watch Rebels. Let's mosey on over there.
Yeah, also, they're probably fucking watch Clone Wars. We're like, this is cool. Then a few years later, Rebels comes out, and they just watch it like, oh, this is cool. And now they're coming back to Clone Wars, and we're like, hold up. What the fuck is this? Is this beautiful animation?
Dude.
I mean, like, Rebels animation is not terrible. Like, it's fine for the story, and I do enjoy it, but, like, it's just so funny. Like, Yoda is so fucking awful.
And that's the thing, is that
it's so awful.
The art style is just so much in a different direction.
I feel like it's a lot less, I don't know how I put it.
It's more pencil. I don't know.
It's more like...
It's not as realistic, for sure, in a way.
A lot of it, actually, it is more realistic in some aspects, especially like hair. Like, Obi-Wan's beard in the Clone Wars is very sharp and shapy.
Sure.
And in the in Rebels, his beard is like more like, it looks more like actual hair.
I feel like everything looks more Play-Doh.
It looks maybe more, I'm trying to say, the Clone Wars is a lot more of aggressive look. Like, Maul looks aggressive, angry, and evil.
Like, more adult.
I guess, and then in the Clone Wars, he's like more like soft looking. I think that's why we were kind of thrown off when we looked at the Battlefront 2 skin, because it was the Rebels design clothing on like the serious Maul.
Right.
But I mean, as we like...
But you're trying to say Clone Wars was more aggressive, right?
Yeah, Clone Wars was more aggressive. Okay. Yeah, if I said that wrong, that's what I meant.
I think you flipped it, but
I don't know.
I'd probably look back and say I'm an idiot, but whatever.
Yeah, but yeah, Yoda looks... terrible.
Yeah, he does. Like, he really does.
I literally watched this fucking video. Like, I'm about to pull it up. Hold on. Oh, shit. Here. Okay, we're looking at the fucking Clone Wars. Boy! Like, what the fuck is that?
Bad!
like, that's literally the Walmart version of Yoda.
The other one's like, you fucking go to, I don't know.
You travel to Dagobah, you get the Clone Wars yoga, you travel to fucking Walmart on Coruscant, and you're gonna find this fuck in the fucking toilet paper section.
That's like, the other Yoda I feel like is like your fucking high quality collectible, and then this other one's like this fucking Hasbro.
The Walgreens
action figure. Yeah, fucking plushie or some shit.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that is fucking terrible.
Well... Welcome back.
Welcome back. We just had to get that rant out of the way. Fuck.
Half Past Sheev. If you're new here, we're glad to have you. Be ready for two to wonderful men shooting shit.
I thought you were about to say grand podcast.
I was yeah, gonna be like, I had to oh. hold back. how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. There's an issue at work. Okay.
Oh no.
So I told you guys in the earlier podcast, whatever the fuck it was, that we Best Buy furloughed people, right? And we're still open, you know, we're still doing our thing. That was fine at the time. Well, now they've decided, hey, let's let people inside now and start, like, actually reopening the store. So you want to tell me that when we were sitting there doing nothing, you had it fully staffed. But now that you're opening up, you want to cut down on the people. So now that there's real work to do, there's only two people that are doing, like, a five-person job.
Do you think they're doing that just in case workers do get corona, that they could just call in the second staff or some shit?
Maybe. Who knows? I have no idea. But it's fucked. Because now, I'm working there alone at Geek Squad, basically, and I'm doing, like, three people's jobs at the same time. Oh, it's God. Awful. It's awful.
So you would say it is Rebels Yoda?
No, I would dare say it's Rebels Anakin. A little bit of both.
I don't know, man. That Yoda's pretty fucking.
I know,
bad.
Yeah, that'd be it. I don't see. That's the thing is, like, do I hate the Anakin? So okay, Yoda looks just fucking awful. He just looks ugly. But like, Anakin just is a disservice to his character.
I feel like sexually threatened when I look at Anakin. Actually, Yoda. When I see that Yoda, I just see. Mama!
Oh my God! That's me. That one TikTok. Oh Jesus! But
if you guys have not seen this video, I guess I'll fucking figure out how to put it on our Instagram or link it or something. I'll maybe link it in the YouTube video. I don't know how the fuck to do it, but
nah, we'll figure it out.
It's like a VR. These people are playing VR and they're like,
yeah, VR chat. I think.
What do you say? Say something,
he's like,
Yoda.
He's like,
something.
What do you say if I poke you,
Mama?
Mama!
And then he goes he's like, oh, bless me. Just look up Yoda molest me.
I'm
on
sure
YouTube.
You'll find it.
No,
I'm
I've
sure
literally looked that up and found it.
Oh yeah,
hilarious.
It is great. Oh fuck.
But
how are you, Frank? How you doing? Oh, he's rubbing the ice.
Oh my God.
He's sighing.
I don't even know where to begin.
Uh-oh. What the fuck happened?
Well, the UFC was tonight. They came back because all sports were stopped due to corona, as everyone knows. And the UFC came back for the first time in a few weeks.
I just want to say that I watched a part of it, and was it fucking weird to see just absolutely nobody in the stands?
They've
and
done
just
that
like,
before, though. Before
I know, but it's just so weird.
They had one in Brazil with no people, but... this fight I was pretty hyped for because this guy named Tony Ferguson was fighting. He's a 10th Planet black belt under Eddie Bravo.
Mm.
And he's the guy that owns I'm pretty sure, he's said that he knows him, but the guy that owns the school that I go to, like, trained with him before. Yeah, I seen a picture of him with him on Instagram that he posted. So that's pretty cool, and I was excited to see him. I really like watching him because I've seen him fight two other times before I even went to the school, and he's super awesome, and he's one of my favorite fighters. He was fighting, so I'm like, oh, sweet, this is going to be awesome.
So wait, your trainer was fighting, or a different guy that goes?
No, that, he doesn't even go to this school. It's like, he goes to the 10th Planet. He trains with Eddie Bravo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
straight
so
up with
Eddie.
Yeah. I thought you were trying to say, like your
Bravo
instructor was in the fight. I was like, oh, that must be really cool to see that.
No, yeah, that would be pretty cool, but no, he wasn't in the fight. But it was a stacked card from head to toe, like... The last six fights were fucking stacked, and then all the other fights were really good, except the girl fight was pretty fucking lame, but whatever. They're usually actually really exciting just because they have fast hands and stuff. But
yeah, I remember there was, like, this one where I don't know if she was, like, the, like, title holder, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I don't know. I'm not that big into UFC lore, excuse me. But, like, she's got her face. I know.
UFC
I'm sorry.
UFC lore.
I'm making myself out to be more of a fucking nerd than I should be.
UFC lore?
But anyways.
Is that NBA lore, baby?
I know of the legend LeBron. But I don't remember what her name is, but she got her face, like, fucking destroyed. Like, it looked just
Joanna
completely different.
Czech or whatever,
I think it
Polish
was her.
Girl. Yeah.
And her head was
she
just
like
humongous.
A
yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking weird. She looked like fucking Martian Manhunter from Supergirl.
I'm pretty sure we watched that fight when Matt was here and we had a
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, because I just remember. Yeah, it was her versus the China representative, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just remember looking back, and I was like, what happened to this woman? She did not look like this 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, it was pretty fucked. She's fine now. I've seen pictures
of her. Okay, cool.
But, I mean, it was a decent card all the way through. this one guy, his name is, of course I blank out. He fought Rosenstrike, Francis Ngannou. He's a fucking beast. He's this giant African heavyweight dude. I didn't know what to expect. I've never seen him fight. I've seen highlights of him. I knew he's a beast, but he just fucking waltzed in 20 seconds, just knocked the motherfucker out with one punch. I mean, he threw a bunch of, like, haymakers, but
so missed. So if this was Warrior, he was Tommy, is what you're telling me.
He would fucking murder Tommy. He would snap him in half and eat him for breakfast.
Oh.
But he beat the fuck out of him, and then there were a few other good fights. The co-main event, I was rooting for this guy named Dominic Cruz. He fought Henry Cejudo. Henry Cejudo's won an Olympic gold medal. He's held two belts before. And Dominic is probably the best at that weight class of all time. And if the one guy beats him, he'll probably be the best. Because, long story short,
because of the lore of the UFC, right? Yeah. Correct.
And he fucking got, it was a weird stoppage. He lost. He got TKO'd technically, and I was kind of sad to see. And then he was like defending it because it was like a kind of an early stoppage, not really, but it was just weird. And then the motherfucker won, defended his belt again, and then he just retired.
Oh.
He retired young, which is good for him. He's probably the best bantamweight of all time. I wouldn't say best flyweight of all time, but he's probably the best bantamweight of all time. He's beat the only two people that would be.
I mean, I feel like when you make a shit ton of money, you just retire. You might as well. Like, why? Especially in that kind of line of work, I feel like that's something I would do, unless I really enjoy it. I'd probably just do it, just get super rich, well, and then be like, well, I don't want to go get any medical.
He's literally beaten the best at 125 pounds, the best of all time, won that belt. Then he's also a gold medalist in wrestling, which is insane to have alone. Then he got a UFC belt, moved up in weight, got another belt from one that could be argued to be the best in that division. And then he just beat the guy that I think is the best in that. So he's
So he definitely has nothing to prove.
Yeah.
Plus he has a shit ton of money and probably doesn't want to like subject his body to any more pain than he needs to.
No, he's been wrestling for a long time too.
Well, not pain, but more of like
possible
long lasting injuries.
Yeah, he just had shoulder surgery.
Shoulder surgery. Sorry, it's a tongue twister. It's okay.
Jesus. But then we get to the main event, and fuck, I'll go into this quickly, but Khabib and Tony were supposed to fight. It's like the best fight ever, statistically, like matchup wise. It would have been amazing. Khabib couldn't because of this coronavirus thing. He fought this guy named Justin Gaethje. Long story short, they're both in America. And if Tony won, he would have fought Khabib, and we would have finally gotten our fight, which it's been scheduled five or six times and canceled. And it was amazing, and I was super hyped to see him. It comes out, the first round is whatever. He was just kind of pacing him. Second round ends. The other guy was kind of winning, but Tony fucking knocked him down clear. It would have knocked him out if it kept going anymore. But as the fight went on, he just started getting fucked up and losing the fight. And I was just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Made it this far? Fucked?
Yeah, well, it makes it even worse because we lose now ever seeing Tony versus Khabib. Well, that's the fight that got away, which was the best fight ever. It would have been amazing. And then the fact that he lost, and every fucking fighter that I watch loses, dude. Every fucking fighter that I watch. Like, anyone I like. Brilliant. And I don't like a lot of fighters. I like Nate Diaz, Brian Ortega, I like Cron Gracie, and I like Tony Ferguson. I have not seen one of them. I mean, I watched Nate win a few times, but the rest of them fucking lost from me watching them live. So it's just fucking awesome.
I'm telling you, if you like somebody, you just need to root for the other guy, and then they'll win.
Dude, obviously. And what made it even reverse worse, psychology. What put me in the worst mood is the guy, like, I was like, are you kidding me? They stopped it. And he was mad that they stopped it because he wasn't really, like, out, but he was wobbling because the whole fight he was taking, like, fucking hits. Like it was insane. Hits. Like, insane. He's very mentally tough, and, like, he stands up in between his rounds. He doesn't sit, or he was actually sitting in this fucking fight at the end of it.
Because he was having, I'm sure he had a few little issues.
But there. The dude came up to him to fucking, like, hug it out or whatever, and he pushed him away and acted all like, and I was just like, dude, I think I just lost respect for him, but I mean.
I hate when people do that, because, like, you gotta have at least a sportsmanship.
I know,
unless there's legit beef or something like that between them. Then I could somewhat understand.
You gotta
respect them. But even then, that's what I'm saying. You still gotta respect them in there.
You didn't do as good, just whatever, like, suck it up. But, I mean, I don't really know his situation or whatever. Yeah, I'm still a fan of his, but I did lose. Just watching that, I just turned the TV off. Like, I normally would have just been like, whatever, I want to see him, the guy get the belt on. I just turned it off. It was kind of gross to see, honestly. Someone I really like just acting like that. It was, I don't know.
It's heartbreaking.
It's not heartbreaking. No, I mean, I'm fucking right. Fuck, he's not like my favorite fighter, but I really like him. Like, if I don't know. He's one of the ones I like. But anyways, fucking let's look past that. I'm gonna fucking enjoy this whiskey, but
yeah, drown my sorrows in this Suntory whiskey.
Delicious. But there was some cool news that we wanted to discuss. The fact that we already mentioned this before, but Mando Season 2 is fucking going to be nuts.
I know, and
I think that it either can be a hit or miss. Hit or miss.
I guess. I know. Boy, you laughed at me for singing that one time in the podcast. I don't know, fuck dude. You. I personally think it's gonna be good. I don't think it's gonna be hit or miss. I think it's gonna be good. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
So as we know, Ahsoka's gonna be in it, and right. as we know, Dave Filoni's directing one episode,
which I don't think will be bad at all.
Which will be fantastic. I think Dave Filoni needs to take control of the entire Star Wars universe. He should.
He's basically George Lucas the Second Coming.
Yeah.
But hopefully has better ideas mm-hmm. sometimes.
And then we're confirmed to get Boba Fett, which is in fucking sane.
That is really cool.
And then we're gonna get possibly
because that's gonna be his first official thing in the canon saying that he's alive.
Yeah,
I just realized that. Mm-hmm. Oh shit!
Yeah,
wow.
It's nuts. And we'll be able to. And the actor that played Jango will be playing him, which will be cool because we get to see Boba Fett's face for the first time in live screen.
I know.
Live action, excuse me. And then we're possibly getting Rex alongside Ahsoka and, what's her name? Sabine?
Sabine, yeah.
Sabine. Mm-hmm. And possibly Sabine.
Possibly which... Sabine might have already been hinted in the show in the season one. Like I told you, there was a female Mandalorian that walked up to the other, like, girl that they were finding that had the high ground yeah. in that one episode. And they already came out with a pop, and it looked like Sabine's armor. So I think they were already kind of hinting towards her in that. So I don't know Maybe. What they're hinting towards. If she's trying to hunt Baby Yoda 2 or some shit, who knows? But
so, well, first off, they need to fix Baby Yoda. They need to figure out what to do with him.
Yeah.
It can't be stupid. If it's stupid, Mando has a lot on his shoulders. Mando, will literally, if it's good, it's good. Like, adding Boba Fett will be awesome. I think Boba Fett should be a character in multiple episodes. I think that'd be kind of interesting.
Well, especially since we don't have, like, much of anything about him.
No. At all. I don't know if Jango Fett is a Mandalorian or not, because I remember reading a fucking comic of how he was a Mandalorian and Dooku as a Jedi struck down his whole battalion or something and left just him, and that's why he was hesitant to work with him or whatever, but...
It might have been expanded or something like that, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
I remember reading this, or I swear it was in the Clone Wars where they said, like, Jango isn't part of us, but, like... Or, like, he was, and now he's not, or some shit.
They said it in the Clone Wars that he has nothing to do with them, but they could just be saying that.
Well, I think what they were saying, if I remember correctly, what I read about was that, like, he technically was, and then they said, like, oh, he has nothing to do with us now. Like, basically saying, like, he's no longer, he, like, left.
I hope he's a Mandalorian, because then they can talk about that a little bit.
Right, yeah.
So, Boba Fett would be cool to have in multiple episodes. I think he'd be an interesting addition, but what I think... they need to do, and Sabine. Sabine will be fine in multiple episodes, because they're all in Mandalorian armor. Dave Filoni needs to take control of Ahsoka and Rex and not let them escape his one episode.
I'm assuming that's why he's doing that one episode, because I think that's probably going to... I don't think they're going to have a mainstay. I think they might just have, like, a cameo in just those.
And if she looks stupid, I'm going to be so mad.
I know. I don't know. Rosario Dawson kind of... Well, especially since she's supposed to be older anyways, so I feel like it could be done. She'd it'll be a little easier. A little bit more human, so to speak. Older human.
But so. I'm excited for it. They can't fuck up, because in the eyes of majority of the fans,
that's the only
they
thing
have
we
been
have
fucking
left.
Up.
Yeah.
And this is really, really key.
This is, like, the last chance, so to speak. Like, The Mandalorian was, like, the one thing, the light in the dark for Disney, realistically. I mean, again, like, all the movies, we think were good. Rogue One, I think, was good. Or I think it was great, excuse me.
And then Clone Wars Season 7.
Exactly. But besides that, people really aren't too happy, at least the Star Wars fan base, aren't too happy with the rest of it. And I think they think Mandalorian Season 1 was, like, the... one thing that
which
was like a light in the dark.
Well,
don't get me wrong,
fantastic.
I think it was really good. Yeah,
dude, season two, they need if this show can be a long lasting season, like five seasons, it has a lot of potential. Like, we have the Darksaber with all that shit and the Empire, the like the last living Empire turning into the First Order,
which is really cool. Yeah, to see
really,
that kind of
really fucking cool
change.
I would love to see Luke Skywalker in later seasons, and I want to see Ahsoka and Luke, because like It doesn't. I can understand why Ahsoka would not be at the Battle of Endor or the Battle of what do you call it?
Crait.
No.
That's after. That's way after.
What the fuck am I saying? What is the New Hope battle?
That was just a Death Star. There was no really battle, I don't think. Oh, you're talking about Hoth and Empire Strikes Back? You're really confusing me now. New Hope didn't have a battle. They just went to the Death Star.
They had a name for that battle.
Did they? Oh, you mean like in... Oh, right, at the end when they fucking blew up the Death Star.
I can't believe you don't know this.
I don't remember. I'm sorry. Boy, you don't remember it either. Right, he's looking it up. He's Googling it.
Oh, my God.
I don't think...
Fucking Wi-Fi.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure it's the Battle of Yavin.
Oh!
Like, because they always say the before
Battle of Yavin. No, yeah, I think you're right, because it's like the Yavin was that base. Yavin 4 was the base, I believe. So that sounds about right. Battle of Yavin or something like that. Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah, Destruction of the First Death Star. Okay, yeah. I knew that, but I was like, why would it be called Yavin?
Well, yeah, Yavin was a planet. You're Yavin 4, I think, or some shit.
I could understand why she's not there, because there's a lot of shit going on. Just kind of explain what the fuck she was doing, and... Yeah, my thought that just went to my head was, why would she not help Luke kind of build the Jedi Order, but then she's not a Jedi.
Well, right, that's what I'm saying. She's recently been like, I'm not a Jedi kind of thing.
Is Ezra alive then, and why would Ezra not?
Well, that's the thing. We don't know what the fuck happens after hyperspace whales, so.
Also, we're not getting Rebels Season 2, Fione says.
Which could be a good or bad thing.
Season 2, Part 2.
Because maybe he's saying that as in, like, Rebels as a TV series of those specific characters will not be there. But they could still continue the story of Ezra in a different kind of show, or maybe his own show or some shit. Who knows? I don't know. I don't think they should do it. Like you're saying, no.
Yes, Ezra would be interesting if he popped up in later seasons in The Mandalorian.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, though. They would need to somehow explain it, though. Because they can't just have, like, an episode where he's like, after I was transported with Thrawn and these Empire's fucking hyperspace whales, like, they need to go more into it. Like, what if, like, they're thrown, like, far into the future, and that's going to be, like, the new threat? Because now Palpatine's gone, everything's technically gone. The First Order is technically falling, as far as we know. So, like, what if it's going to be, like, Ezra and Thrawn show up, and Thrawn's like, I'm starting my own empire.
I wouldn't like that.
I wouldn't like it either, but that. I'm just trying to think in the future, too. Because, like, where is Thrawn, then? Like, where do they hyperspace whale to?
I don't know. I don't know anything about that ending, so...
I know, but I'm just saying. So many questions.
I don't even know if they hyperspace whale away.
That's what I've heard, at least. Realistically, I haven't seen it, so I can't even say. Maybe I'm sounding really stupid. But from what my friends have told me, he basically got, like, hyperspace jump whale thing away. So, I know. That's why I'm like, do I want to watch this?
But regardless... I hope they do it good, and if they do it good, it will be fantastic.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's ways they can mess it up, for sure. It's easy. I think it's easier for them to fuck it up than it is going to be to make it good. Like, because to fuck it up, it's easier to fuck it up and just be like, why do we even need this? Like, why are they even here? It's going to be hard to have a legit reason as why to add them in.
Unless they do Boba Fett a good job, I would honestly rather have them just leave him out.
Because I think Boba Fett's cool. I think he's a cool addition.
I like him, but, like...
Only because we don't know much.
Too much for the second season, introducing all these...
Well, it depends, because realistically, we don't even know where the story's going. All we know is that Baby Yoda is now considered... Or, like, his new quest is finding the home of Baby Yoda, or whatever he's trying to do now. Which is basically, like, trying to figure out where he came from. So, like, that could literally lead to anywhere at this point. So, like, maybe he's just going to meet a whole bunch of shit or people. He
eventually grew into a clone of Palpatine and birthed Rey.
Oh, my God. Baby Yoda is the fucking Palpatine. What is his face? Don't you know his name? Did you say his name one time?
What?
The Palpatine's son or clone's Rey's dad.
No.
Doesn't he have, like, a specific name? No, does he not?
I don't know. If he does, I don't know it.
Fuck, I thought you told me at one point. For some reason, I'm thinking of, like, Cork, but that sounds completely stupid, and I'm just going to stop talking about
what?
I don't know.
Cork?
It sounds like something they would name him.
No, that does not sound like anything at all. Cork?
Literally, no, his name is actually Jar Jar Binks Jr.
That was even worse than Cork. But anyways, we finally did the top 10 Marvel movies. It is here. I did a poll on our Instagram where I took the top 16 rated movies on Rotten Tomatoes, the audience rating.
Yeah, fuck the critics.
Yeah. And I put it into a bracket, the first versus the worst, kind of going like that all the way to the middle versus each other.
Right.
Went through a bracket over 2 weeks. You motherfuckers kept tying the results, so I had to do four times. I had to do tiebreakers. The ties were broken.
Oh.
Breaking news. And breaking a top news. 10 was formed. So we have an audience top 10, or, yeah, right, the audience.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Instagram followers, whatever. Top 10 of collective thing, and then we have our own, each Mike and Frank's individual...
top 10.
Top 10 list of the MCU movies. So not including like Venom or Spider-Verse or anything.
Excuse me. Venom is obviously number one.
It's going to be carnage.
There's going to... When I get out, and I will get out, there's going to be carnage. What an awful... Okay, I don't think we talked about this last time. I'm just going to skip that for just a second and just say, what kind of fucking title is Let There Be Carnage?
I'm pretty sure we talked about that.
I don't know if we did or not, but fuck. That is so awful. That is one of the worst things they could have done.
They can't bring it into the MCU now.
They really shouldn't.
It'll taint
it. It has an almost perfect track record already. Do not fuck it up.
Yeah, like the Universal Studios Hulk movie is as bad as they can ever get.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that movie is fucking...
You know, awesome. A lot of people don't like Thor 1. Like, a lot of people hate Thor 1 for some reason. I don't hate it. It was like... It was good. It was a Marvel movie.
Speaking of Marvel movie...
Oh, my God. Perfect segue back to what we already segued into. Oh, my
goodness.
Whoa.
But,
Jesus.
Table slam. I'm going to go deep in, dick in, to fucking...
Balls deep.
The... Yeah, whatever.
dick in.
To the audience's... always dick in.
Oh.
To the audience's top 10 Marvel movies. We're going to start from 10 to 1, and I guess we'll kind of discuss it. You guys got number 10. You voted Civil War.
Respectable.
Yeah.
Respectable.
Civil War is not my favorite movie. I don't really like it that much.
I know in the beginning you hated it. That's what I remember, is that you absolutely like hated
it. I still don't like it that much.
Yeah, but like you like really hated it. Like you were saying like this thing was shit. Unless you were just being over dramatic in the beginning. But.
I never hated it like that. I always thought it was a fine
Maybe
movie.
Maybe it was your sister then.
Yeah.
But no. I just remember somebody hating it completely. And
yeah, I never hated it. I just thought it wasn't my favorite Marvel movie.
Yeah, it's definitely not my favorite either.
I can see a top 10 though. Introduces Spider-Man. It has a plethora of... Is that the proper word? I just took a fucking leap of faith and plethora. Used a big vocabulary.
You
word.
Were close. Plethora. Plethora.
Sure. Whatever that means.
And, like a lot, basically.
A lot of
like
fucking heroes and stuff. So it was interesting.
It was the thing, yeah. And it was the first time you see like heroes... Well, in the Marvel Cinematic, heroes against each other, basically.
It set up a good thing for...
Oh, for sure.
Endgame. Yeah. We get to finally see Steve Rogers and...
Iron Man.
He's like...
Tony Stark.
You said we'd fail together or whatever. Where were you? And he's like...
Oh, that was such a good scene. I forgot about that.
It's very good. But at number 9, we got Avengers, the first Avenger movie. Not the first Avenger, the Avengers
like, yeah, movies. Right. The first of the four Avengers movies. Yeah.
I can see that. Respectable. The Avengers movie is a great movie.
I think... I don't...
Yeah, it's kind of hard to review someone else's list without vocalizing your own opinions. But
I would say it was... Yeah,
I can see it. I have nothing wrong
for
with
sure.
That.
Yeah, I could definitely see it.
And then we got at number 8, we got Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Which is,
see?
No, I think that's completely
fine.
You
think it's good?
It's a fan favorite movie for sure. Guardians of the Galaxy are both hilarious.
Yeah, they are.
They have great characters. And it's this great story.
I feel like the first Avengers just has so much more nostalgia for me that I feel like I always want to put it higher up than I should.
Well, good thing this isn't your list, Buckaroony.
I know, right? So I always feel like the first Avengers should be like I feel like I would put that over Volume 2. But realistically, when I look at them as just straight up movies, I do think Volume 2 is better. But like just my nostalgia fucking goggles are still
on. I personally think that the Guardians of the Galaxy first movie is one of the best like movie like critic wise of all the Marvel movies. One of the best because it's just like a really good movie. But
yeah, it mixes kind of everything a little bit.
I'm not a fucking movie critic, so I could be completely wrong. But they got at...
I think they know that. I think they both know.
Yeah,
or they all know we're both not. Reviews. Yeah, Jesus Christ. I want somebody to do a review of our movie reviews.
Yeah, right. And then at number 7, they got Iron Man, the first Iron Man, Iron Man 1.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So that's a for sure. I think...
I think that's on everybody's top 10.
It's a great movie, but it's not as, like... It's not as, like... As you get later on into the movies, there's so many different, like, characters and all these
movies. Well, yeah, right. You get a bunch of shit.
A solo Iron Man movie just... can't really compare as much as these movies, but it's such a good movie that it still will
rank. It's just so iconic. These, like, in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, it's just too iconic to not have on your top 10.
And when you see how young Robert Downey Jr. looks, it's amazing.
I forget how young he like really was when he first played that. Yeah, now he looks, he doesn't look like super hair, old. Really long eyelashes. Yeah, he doesn't look like super old now or anything like that, but like you could definitely tell like
delicious.
All of them are like older than what the, okay, number six.
Anyway,
we're gonna stop moaning like fucking weirdos here.
Then we got at number six, we got the first Guardians movie, Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm would put it higher.
It's an awesome movie. Awesome. Like, I literally went into it like, what the fuck is it, Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's the same thing. That's the thing that Marvel has done so perfectly with this universe is that there's so many characters. Who the fuck is Iron Man? I know Thor from, or I knew Thor from like Norse mythology because I was always kind of interested in that kind of stuff. But like, shut up, motherfucker. I know, I've been like, I've been Thor real nerdy lore here with, yeah, with my UFC lore and... but like I knew about that already, so I was like, wait, is he like a superhero or some shit now? And
I like how you're worrying. I'm sorry, I'm completely interrupting you, but I like how you're worrying about being nerdy when we've literally just
Weirdly nerdier in this. I don't know, fucking, I'm sorry.
Am I too macho for you?
Yeah, bro, you're too alpha, homie. I know, I'm too beta over here.
There's a proven fact that you're the beta male of this podcast.
Boy,
it's half past sheep, alpha, and the beta.
Damn.
Mike's the beta.
He's going to leave. With that... No, I'm just kidding. Not yet.
Oh, okay.
You're like, oh!
I got to get through this list first. So I just said Guardians, correct?
Yeah, Guardians. Mm-hmm.
And then at number five, peeking in on the top five, slipping into the top five, sneaking in, crawling in and crackling in, we got Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, okay. So Ragnarok, for sure, in my top five. I won't tell you where it's supposed to be.
It's one of the best
What movies. I think it should be, at least.
I think it's... Yeah.
But it's definitely respectable that it's in top five.
I literally am just trying not to say things.
It's definitely should be in a top five, and I understand that one for sure.
It's insanely funny. Thor is fucking amazing at the end of it.
Oh, yeah. That's like the coolest Thor
ever. Cameo.
This is the coolest Thor has ever been. Fucking
amazing.
Yeah, Hela's really good, actually. I wasn't like thinking she was going to be like good or anything, and then I watched it. I was like, this is really good. And I'm like, everything here is perfect.
It's an amazing movie. That's all I can say.
And then it sets it up for Endgame. It literally leads right into Endgame, too.
Yeah, which is beautiful.
Oh, fuck. What a great movie.
Number four, they have Winter Soldier.
Respectable.
Yeah, which Winter Soldier, I was surprised, got so low. Because Winter Soldier, compared to, like, the collective group, kind of like the collective Star Wars group where everyone hates the fucking sequels and loves the original and hates everything else.
Right.
Because they're fucking... toxic as shit.
I know.
But the typical, which the Marvel guys are fine, the typical Marvel fan likes Winter Soldier at number one.
Yeah, which is like kind of IGN's weird to me.
IGN's list is like Black Panther at number five, which Black Panther didn't make anybody's list at this podcast.
Well, it's because that and Winter Soldier are overhyped. Black Panther way more so, though. Winter Soldier is definitely respectable.
Deserves to be in a top five or at least top 10.
Yeah, I understand that.
It needs to be in with your top seven, I think. Winter Soldier is a great movie. It's the best. It's the best Captain America movies, and Black Panther is a good movie. Like, I really like it, but
it's just another
like
it's Marvel so movie. Overhyped. That's all it is.
Like, it's just like another like. There's nothing too special about it. If you really like him, I can see why you'd have him.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong. The universe and everything was really cool.
It's, like, really cool.
That was a really cool introduction.
It wasn't my favorite.
Yeah, and especially with, like, at least for my personal... I know I'm kind of, like, weird for it,
just to come back and win.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the hero's journey, realistically. But overall, like the CGI and everything, like, it wasn't anything, like... crazy. Like, I feel like CGI was actually worse in that movie than it was in most other Marvel movies. Which is weird to say because it was like rated so high.
Only for CGI. That's my favorite. Well, I'm just saying, like
that was like one of the
Superman.
That was one of the main things because most of the Black Panther suit, especially when they were fighting together, Killmonger and Black Panther in the fucking vibranium like mine. It was all like CGI, basically.
Yeah.
But like it kind of looked. Yeah, I know what the fuck was that. Yeah. But like it overall, to me at least, it didn't really look that great. And I was like, "What the fuck is this?"
Yeah, I liked it, but it's just
Don't get me wrong; it's still a great movie. It's not top ten.
There's
23, I think. Yeah, I think you're right.
24 with Black Widow, which we would have had 24.
She's the beginning of Phase 4, right? I think she's the first. Yeah. I don't think she's considered part of Phase 3, which is weird because
Far From Home was the beginning of Phase 4.
No, Far From Home was the end of Phase 3. I don't know why they did that, but Far From Home was the end of Phase 3.
Well, I kind of get it. Yeah, I kind of see that.
Yeah, but I also don't like...
It's like an epilogue almost.
They might as well just put Black Widow in there as well, because, like, it's basically... It is part of the story of Phase 3, but whatever. Anyways, we're getting too far
into it. They know what they're doing.
Yeah. Excuse me, sorry. I'm not a billion-dollar corporation.
The Black Widow movie looks amazing, though. I think it would break into my...
Taskmaster's actually really cool. I've been learning more about him. And he has, like, it's called, like, adaptive reflexes or some shit. How dare you?
But... We just said Ragnarok. No, we said Winter Soldier.
Yeah, Winter Soldier, yeah.
So we got number three, we got Spider-Man Far From Home at number three. So
I personally wouldn't put it that high.
This movie is the best rated movie on Rotten Tomatoes.
Of all Marvel movies?
Yes, of all the Marvel
movies. Oh, shit.
I'm pretty sure it had a 96
audience. Over Endgame?
Yeah. Oh, Endgame was not even nearly the best.
What?
Yeah. Here, I actually... That's insane. Let me get up and grab a piece of paper. I have it all written.
Oh, he's going. Oh, he's going. Just to me, that just... I mean, don't get me wrong. Far From Home is a great movie. I really do like it. It's just... I'm surprised that it's... I feel like Endgame was just such a, like, peak point for all of the Marvel Cinematic Universe that I feel like I can't help but rate it high.
Let me actually read you some of these Rotten Tomato audience.
Yeah, I want to hear some of these.
So things. Endgame got a 90.
Respectable. Okay, yeah. 9 out of 10, 90%.
I see that because a lot of people see Endgame That's an A. as like, yeah, Endgame. Overall. I could see why people don't like Endgame. It just is, I mean, we'll talk about Endgame when we get to Endgame.
Yeah.
Infinity War got a 91.
Winter Soldier. Okay, so... we'll talk about it later. Yeah, you're right.
Winter Soldier got a 92. Ragnarok got an 87.
Oh, wow, really?
Avengers 1 got a 91, so it's better than Endgame. Oh, Iron Man 1 got a 91, better than Endgame. Civil War got an 89, so it's really close to Endgame. Black Panther got a 79, excuse me.
Really? Got 79? I thought it got, like, really, really high.
Yeah.
I always heard it got, like, a 98 or some shit. Maybe since then it went down. The
South wasn't too fond of it.
Oh, yeah. Nope. You're probably right. The thing is, you're joking, but you're probably fucking right.
No, I know I'm right. Spider-Man 2 got a 95, the best rating. And then Guardians of the Galaxy 2 got a 92. So that means that Spider-Man 2, Winter Soldier, and Guardians of the Galaxy 1 are all better than all the Avengers movies.
Huh.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 then got an 87, Ant-Man got an 86, Doctor Strange got an 86, and then the rest are just kind of lower 80s and 70s.
See, that's the thing. No Marvel movie has gotten lower than a C, from what I can... Unless I don't know about the Incredible Hulk movie, but none of them have gotten lower than a C, and I can definitely agree
I'm pretty with sure... That. I mean, I'll look it up right now, but I'm pretty sure Incredible Hulk got, like, a 70-something.
Okay. But I can definitely agree with that, because I feel like all Marvel movies are just... They're just... At the very least, they're, like, adequate. You know? Like, they're just great Marvel movies. Or a good Marvel movie, excuse me.
Yeah, it got a 70. The fucking...
That's surprising.
The fucking pussies at Rotten Tomato gave it a 67, though.
That which would
I would
actually...
honestly give it something more like that. I'd probably give it, like, a 65
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's the one case that I'd be like, yeah, the critics are right.
But yeah, I found that interesting how Far From Home was so high up and... I guess I'll just talk more on my opinions on that movie later. True. But then they have Infinity War and Endgame as the last two, which were voted.
Which is, for me, makes sense for me. Yeah. It for sure makes sense for me. I feel like that is like...
I can also understand why someone would not put them two at your top two, because some people feel like the only reason it's good is because of all the fucking heroes in it.
And it's like, that's kind of true, but at the same time, like, that's just the movie. Like, that's just how the movie is. Yeah. Realistically, on its own, as its own kind of movie, they're probably not great. Because if you think about it, just took those two movies out of the entire universe. Let's say you never saw anything else in the entirety of Marvel.
No, you can't even compare them like that because everything builds
up. Well, that's what I'm saying. Everything builds up. That's what I'm saying. That's like taking out... And that I think that's what people have an issue with.
That'd be just like watching like a random Star Wars movie.
Yeah, that'd be like starting Star Wars at like episode...
That'd be like watching The Last Jedi and then saying it was bad.
That's like watching Return of the Jedi without seeing any of the other Star Wars movies.
Yeah, which actually I think someone would like that anyways.
Fuck, you're right. Whatever, either way, you know what I'm saying, though. Like, there's no lead up, there's no, like, extra backstory that you'd be kind of confused, like, who the fuck are all these people?
But, ad break?
ad break.
After the break, we're going to dive into our own each individual lists, and then we're going to talk over our opinions on the how to watch the Star Wars chronological. How do I explain this?
Yeah, you
the chronological order.
You look at me for help. How do I explain?
The chronological order to watch the Star Wars
shows. At least in our opinion.
Stay tuned, sexy ladies.
Oh, and gents. We don't discriminate here. Ad break, sorry. See you soon. Gather around the fire. We're about to do our Marvel top 10.
Marvel movies.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Personal opinion.
So I'm going to fucking dive right in full form dive. I don't know what you call that.
Shit, Olympic diver over here.
Yeah, I'm an Olympic diver, but I'm going to go my list. We're going to do it just like we did the other list. So I'm going to go 10 to 1. I'm going to start this jam-packed list off with... I'm going to go ahead and say this list was really hard to make.
Dude, it was fucking awful to make. Not okay.
Because, like, there's so many movies that I would have liked to put
saying.
But, like, I think I'm pretty happy with this.
And
like, I'll go ahead and say a few honorable mentions would be, like, Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yep. Same here.
What else did I?
First
Captain America and the first Avengers movie.
Same. Yep.
Those are honorable mentions for me.
Those are the same thing for me as well.
So I got number 10, I got Homecoming, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay.
Now, I'm sitting here thinking, do I like Homecoming more than Avengers and...
What are you thinking?
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 and... Yeah, okay. Yeah, for now, as of right now, I do. I really like Spider-Man. A lot of people hate on Tom Holland as Spider-Man, but he's by far the best.
I don't think people are hating. I think it's everybody's just like, it's because people are saying, oh, Tom Holland's the
best. Change!
Literally, so it's that.
Change!
But
Tobey Maguire's
so
best.
Yeah, everybody was like, so everybody who grew up with him was just like, he's always just the best Spider-Man? What do you mean? Because everybody's like, oh, Tom Holland's like the best Spider-Man so far. And people are like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Obviously, Tobey Maguire and his fucking emo dance in the third one is the best one. Fucking Pizza Time. It's the fucking worst.
Yeah, I know.
Shut up.
It's a totally different kind of Spider-Man. It's like totally Aunt different. May is completely different. We don't really see
time,
as much Uncle Ben as well.
For the time, those Spider-Man movies were made perfectly. For the time.
Yeah, they're fine.
Because that's like,
they're
what, fucking
movies.
Early 2000s? Or the
I'm not a huge fan of them. I think that that these two blow those three out of the water. Come at me. Come at me, bitch! Yeah. Those two blow them out of the water. I like the entire Peter Parker, Tony Stark dynamic. I think that's awesome. And how
I think
that's
really cool.
The new, like, Tony for this new wave of the Marvel Universe.
Plus, it's more legit to his character, because obviously he's actually, like, he actually looks like he's supposed to be in high school, first off. He actually made the web shooters himself and, like, had the, like, fucking material, or not material, but formula, basically, for the webs. Like, he made the all himself, and he's supposed to be smart, which I will say, like, they haven't shown his genius side, but in the original one, they didn't do that either.
I mean,
like,
he's
had,
like, a gifted school and stuff.
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that brings me more to a fact. The two Spider-Man movies, I love Ned, and I love his entire class. Penis Parker, I love that. I think that's so funny. People might think that's stupid, but I love all that dynamic with Zendaya as what MJ or whatever.
Yeah, which is supposed to be like Michelle Jones instead of Mary Jane. So I don't know if they're. I don't
fuck
know. That's
Mary
a whole different
Jane.
Thing.
Fuck that bitch. We don't need her in this.
It's just something completely. I don't know. I'm hoping that they'll just go back and be like, yeah, it's Mary Jane, because they might as well. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, they might as well. They can't just fucking throw us off.
They can have an MJ and then all of a sudden be like, oh, this is the real MJ.
Yeah. As of right now, they don't have enough movies to do that.
But. Yeah, that's true. Well, with Sony, I don't know. Yeah, it's a whole different can of fucking worms.
But yeah, that movie is fantastic. I love it so much. And then coming out number 9 is Age of Ultron. And Age of Ultron is a movie a lot of people hate and think is awful.
I
can agree. It's not like the best fundamental movie.
Yeah,
but
okay.
I love them in hiding. I love the scary, like, AI-type villain in Ultron. Then we get fucking Vision. Vision's an awesome hero. And just, like, the end fight scene where they're underneath that, like, gazebo, whatever the fuck that is, fighting together.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Save their fucking...
I know. I will say the only thing that I dislike about that movie most is Quicksilver. Like, they just brought him in just for him to immediately die.
I thought that was fine. Fuck
I thought it was
kind of
stupid.
Quicksilver's stupid anyways.
He's cool. I think
he's
cool.
Except for Buff of the Flash.
No, he's cool. Quicksilver came out first.
No, he didn't.
I know, I'm fucking joking. Yeah, Flash came out way before him.
You were right, though. Whatever, nah.
Oh, Namor?
Yeah,
Namor. When I was talking about, it came out before Aquaman.
I looked up a thing of, like, who came out first, and DC literally has, like, everyone except Namor.
No, there's a few other ones that I looked up, too.
I will say there are a few more.
I will say Marvel
had the
most. They
did, like, a
score
where, like, they go negative the more they copy, and Marvel has fucking has so many.
Yeah. At least
the ones that DC copied were the stupid ones that aren't even, like, copied. Like, they said, I'm pretty sure there was, like, a Catwoman in Marvel or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Black Cat. She's Spider-Man's,
I don't know if that was, it might have been it.
Well, that's the Catwoman is Black Cat, I know that. At least from what I've seen.
But that's, like, a stupid copy. Who gives a fuck about that? Yeah, I think Age of Ultron is a great movie. I thought it was super fun. I saw it in the big theaters. I remember going and seeing it. It was a great movie. I loved it.
Yeah, it was a great one. I really don't have too many issues with it, so...
No, I have none. I love the whole... them chopping the wood at Hawkman's fucking home and
Hawkman.
Shit. I love Hawkman, excuse me.
Hawkeye, Hawkman. You just said a Hawkman again.
Oh, Hawkeye. My God. Excuse me. Oh, my God.
I am Hawkman.
Hawkman's a...
I know. He's,
yeah,
he's a
DC superhero.
Right, yeah. Yeah, and then that Hawkeye. With the whole like party scene where they're trying to pick up the hammer, too. That was really cool. And then you saw like it slightly move and Thor's like, oh, shit.
It's confirmed that Cap could have lifted it, but he just didn't.
But it was also is that what it was confirmed? Because I thought it was confirmed that the whole reason he couldn't was because he was holding the truth about Tony's parents.
That's or maybe, yeah, maybe. I'm
and then like sure. because since he got that off his chest, basically, that now he
that,
was
that
more
makes
of
a lot more sense. But then, anyways, trying to speed this up a little bit.
Yeah, sorry.
at number 8, we got Ant-Man, a super fun movie.
Oh shit! Okay,
I thought it was. I'm not too set in stone with the placement of the last three movies that I put my 8, 9, and 10.
I'm literally the same exact way.
Yeah.
The last three, I'm like, fuck, I don't know where to put these.
I just thought that Ant-Man was really different. It was a hero that I literally went to go see. Fuck, I have a funny story about going to see that movie, but I'm not going to talk about that on this.
Well, now I kind of want you to.
No.
Okay. Save it for a different
later time.
All right.
I
will say I don't have Ant-Man on my list at all.
Okay.
Which I was actually surprised because I thought I would, but then I saw all these other movies. I'm like, fuck, I can't like not put these movies on here.
It's a character that I thought I just would not like because it's like, who gives a fuck about him? And then like it just made terrible. It was super funny and I liked it a lot. So Ant-Man fits in at number 8. And I got number 7 is the OG Iron Man. As we said, that fucking movie is absolutely needs to be on everyone's list.
That was you said number 7 for that one?
Yeah, number 7 is Iron Man. I just think that Iron Man's a really good movie, but it was like one of the first ones. So as they went on, they just got like way better in quality and everything.
I will say, yeah,
that it's. I think Iron Man's probably the only one of like the first few movies that make it onto my list. Yeah, it's the only like older movie.
Yeah, you're
like
right. That. Actually, now I look at mine, like that's the only old one that I have.
None of them, yeah,
are considered older ones.
So then I'm coming at number 6. I got Far From Home, which I really enjoyed. Far From Home, I thought it was a great movie. I loved all the, like I said, I love all the characters, his class, and they even shortened the class up because they're on a field trip,
right?
And the teachers are fucking hilarious. The whole scene on the airplane where he's like, Peter's got a perfume
there's no
allergy.
Joke.
That's no joke. Let's switch around, and he like goes completely to make it harder.
Yeah, he like switches them around like 3 different seats and shit when it could have just been like a simple swap.
I'm trying to be the cool teacher, but yeah. You can't be taking pictures.
No
of
more pictures in
the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm doing my best. Julius!
Yeah, dude. It's just a great dynamic, and honestly, it makes me want to just see more of just them.
I will say,
opposed
to... I did not put that in my top 10. Yeah. But now that I talk about it, I'm like, fuck, maybe I should have. But yeah, I'm not changing anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, they totally should make some kind of like... To be honest, I think it'd be a perfect show. Just because like it'd be like Peter and all his classmates, like each show would just be like their adventures, obviously in class and how funny they'd be. And obviously you could also have, him Spider-Man and stuff like that.
And then incorporate like lesser villains that he could be
fighting. Right, exactly. And even like if you do some of the major ones, like you could do, you know, maybe you could introduce, I mean, this is a completely...
Like Dr. Octopus could be maybe the main villain throughout like the entire like
right, and then what they could do is they could slowly introduce like the Sinister Six, and then if they want to, make a movie then and be like the Sinister Six. And they already let up all the villains, and now they have them all just come together. That'd be
true
cool.
True that, yeah.
Something like that. But, it would never happen, I don't think, because, you know, Sony has it and all that.
Big dumb. Shit. Yeah, but the big dumb. At number 5, I got Winter Soldier. Like we said, everyone thinks this movie's the best. I think it's a great movie. I love the whole Illuminati Hydra type feel in the movie. I love Cap's suit. I even love it more that George St. Pierre, the MMA GOAT, is in the movie. He's the villain in the beginning.
Yeah, you pointed that out when we rewatched it the other
day.
Yeah, or not
you can
the other
actually
day,
tell he's doing
ago.
Actual moves when everyone else is doing Hollywood
like
moves.
Like flippy shit. Yeah.
Black Widow's cool in it. Like, I just love that movie. That movie's a great movie. Nothing more to say about it. I will say my 4th movie is Guardians of the Galaxy. Now, like I said before, it made me love the way I like Ant-Man. It made me love these characters I didn't know anything about.
Yeah, I was like, who the fuck are the Guardians of the Galaxy? Like, yeah. What is this shit? Some weird fucking raccoon and a tree?
I'm
like,
love all of them. They all have great dynamic. Great. They're all hilarious.
And they just and go. They just like get better as they go.
At the end, where they all grab hands together and all infuse with the crystal. And the villain's fucking dope. We get to see Thanos for the first time.
And Ronan.
Besides Age of Ultron,
we get to see Ronan. Ronan.
Yeah, Ronan. Yeah, you're right. It's just an awesome fucking movie. It's
really good.
I think it comes down to the plot and the funny points for me, which really steal it.
And it's like, and if you think about, I mean, this is just the Guardian Galaxy as a whole, like, as characters. They just got so much better as it went on. Like, in Endgame, they're so fucking funny. At least, like, Drax, when he's like, I've mastered becoming so invisible.
I know.
Was that in Endgame? That was in Endgame, right?
That might be.
I'm thinking of Volume 2. I don't know. That was in Infinity War, I'm pretty sure. Okay, yeah, I don't know. Whatever. We're going to look back and be like, wow, we're fucking stupid. But anyway.
Number three is Ragnarok. That's honestly a given. It's the best movie of all of them besides the two fucking jam-packed amazing movies at the end.
I feel like Ragnarok needs to be at the very least in a top five, but personally I think it should always be in someone's top three.
It's fantastic. It's hilarious. For sure. It has the best version of any of the superheroes because Thor is my favorite hero in this entire universe. And that's the best version of Thor.
That and Infinity War were best version.
Which we're getting skinny Thor and the new Thor, so he's probably going to be the best in this new one. Yeah.
I didn't hate it, but like they definitely had to. I don't know. We'll talk about Endgame in a second.
Yeah, but Ragnarok was great. Introduced a bunch of new characters. A fantastic villain. Doctor Strange cameo, like I said, and I loved it so much. I literally watched it for the first time like 3 hours before we went to go see Infinity
War. Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
We watched that. It led right into fucking Loki getting murdered. Spoiler, but. And then
if they haven't seen Endgame by now, this is all their fault at this point.
And then 2 and 1 is Infinity War and Endgame.
Understandable, for sure.
Like, I can't put Infinity War above Endgame, honestly, just because the end battles are not anywhere to
that's the thing so
to.
The thing with Endgame is at the beginning, like the first half of the movie is like, you know, you have all your lead up, you have all like the heroes, you know, beaten down, but they're coming back, you know, it's been 5 years, whatever. And then the last like half, maybe not half, but the last half,
because I will say when I was first watching Endgame, I'm like, this is not as amazing as Infinity War, because Infinity War started off with Thanos coming in, but it started off a little slow, and as soon as they started going back in time and getting crystals, I'm like, oh, this is fucking sick.
Okay, so I'm just talking more of action-y. I mean, like, in the beginning, it's more of, like, story, like, trying to get everything set up, and then the last half is, like, complete just nonstop fucking action, basically.
It's a great movie.
And it's just insane.
The only thing it's was the most Fat spine Thor, but chilling, they had to nerf Thor.
They had to nerf Thor or else... He literally basically single-handedly killed Thanos. Yeah. Realistically.
He killed him in the beginning.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying, like, also, like, when he had all six Infinity Stones, he literally would have been able to kill him. He threw the axe and it fucking went through it, which, okay, I don't understand all that. I don't know if Thor's, for some reason, fucking stronger than he had six Infinity Stones, but we won't get into that. But he literally could have just fucking killed him himself, basically.
Yeah.
So it's like they obviously had to nerf him, and then they obviously wanted to make Captain Marvel seem like she was more badass than she actually was.
Yeah, that's why my Hey Peter Parker got something for me.
There's actually a thing in I'm playing that Marvel Strike.
You got nothing until you fix this damn door. Remember that fucking scene?
That was a fucking perfect callback. Holy shit. I don't know, but that was fucking perfect. Right. But anyways,
my top 10's done, so the floor is yours.
All right, but
the chair just fucking popped on me.
I was going to say Kamala Khan, who is Miss Marvel, actually has like writes fan fiction as a like as part of her biography or whatever as a character, and her like biggest ship is fucking Captain Marvel and Peter Parker. So I don't know if that was just supposed to be like a nod to that or what, but I just wanted to put that out there. Anyways, continue.
My God. Anyways, number 10, we got Homecoming, 9, Age of Ultron, 8, Ant-Man, 7, Iron Man, 6, Far From Home, 5, Winter Soldier, 4, Guardians, 1, 3, Ragnarok, 2, Infinity War, 1, Endgame. That is Frank's fucking top 10 Marvel MCU movies. You heard it here on Half Past Sheave, Mike. I don't know why I did that weird intro, but
you introduced mine. Thank you. I appreciate it.
The floor is yours.
My number 10, Age of Ultron.
Yeah, see, I feel like that's very fair. I had it number 9, so Age of Ultron is a great movie, but you can't rank it higher than Juggernaut.
No, I don't think so at all.
But you can't leave it off. It's so good. Personally,
I can't leave it off.
It's better than the first one.
Yeah, I think it is. And that's the thing. A lot of people think the first one. I need to, too. So that's why I feel like I just need to watch all four of the Avengers and just, like, rank just those four and then figure out from there. I feel like that's what I need to do personally.
I think what it does for me is the villains. I prefer Ultron over Loki.
Yeah, because Loki, like, realistically wasn't too much of, like, the villain. He just had an army that he just had come down.
He was cooler in Dark World than he was in the Avengers movie.
He was cooler in Ragnarok because he was actually helping Thor.
Yeah.
He wasn't being a jackass. But anyways, Age of Ultron, number 10. Again, I think it was a great movie. Like you said, the villain, which was... Ultron was definitely the most imposing villain of the first two Avengers, at least, because it was just him. Like, literally all of that was just him compared to Loki, like, needing an army and using the fucking...
Thanos' fucking alien.
Yeah, exactly. The Chitauri, whatever it's called. Pussy. All that shit. Exactly. Pussy bitch. Where's Asgardians?
Right.
So, next one, Civil War.
Okay.
So, like you said, the last three for me, I would probably say the last four for me are kind of hard to place, so I just kind of put them where they are, just kind of let them lie. But I'll put Civil War definitely above Age of Ultron, though. So that's why I think Age of Ultron is actually the only one that's in the right place. Okay. Civil War, it's... I mean, I can't go wrong because it's introduction of Black Panther, which is really cool as an introduction.
Yeah, and Spider-Man.
Like, you introduced two of... I will say some of the coolest characters, because again, Black Panther is really good, don't get me wrong, but I do think just that movie was overhyped. That movie was so great. Like, the whole, everything about him, like the, you know, he's like the, basically became the king in that, and then he was like Wakanda and all that. Wakanda wasn't introduced in that, but you had the idea of like this kind of African warrior and everything like that. That was really cool in Civil War. I like that. Then we have Winter Soldier. So I put it pretty low down, I would say. At least compared to you. Well, you put it on 5, I think.
Compared to most people.
Yeah, compared to most people, low. I did put it really low. I put it at number 7. Okay. It's just, I don't know. It's really good, don't get me wrong. I just feel like I like all these other movies better than it. Like, I'd rather go watch these other movies that I have higher than it before Winter Soldier. True, but Winter Soldier as a movie is still really, really good. Then I have Homecoming. So okay. I have Homecoming at number 6. So I put that above Winter Soldier.
Interesting. They're going to come for you.
They're going to come for me. I know. I can feel it. But... Overall, I mean, there's not too much to say. Maybe it's just because Spider-Man's a fan favorite. I think that's probably just part of it. But again, like you said, like Tony and Spider-Man's like relationship, everything like that is fucking cool. And then I really like Vulture as a villain. I think he's cool. Good old Spider-Man.
Michael Keaton's a fucking...
Exactly.
Michael Keaton's great. I love the two Spider-Man movies because like they're not just jumping in and be like, we're going to do Green Goblin, Dr. Octopus, we're going to get Venom, and then we're going to do like a Sandman or Scorpion or Electro or something basic like that. They gave us two really new villains and they've never done them, and they made them really awesome. And Mysterio was awesome.
He was really cool.
That was a piece of shit, though. Fuck him.
Fuck Quentin Beck.
He revealed Spider-Man.
Fucking bastard.
See, now he's even more like Iron Man.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Now he's like identity. I mean, which they might try to forego and or like go backwards and, you know, do the whole like lawyer case shit or who knows.
But Vulture was awesome too.
Vulture was awesome. Anyways. Then at my, what is that, number 5? 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, my number 5, I put, sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4. No, I think I'm being dumb, sorry. Number 6. Number 6, I put Doc Strange. I personally really like Doctor Strange. I've listed Age of Ultron, Civil War, Winter Soldier, Homecoming, and I put Doctor Strange. Wait, what? Did I? Am I?
Well, that's 6. That's 6, because you're going backwards. That's 10, 8. 7, 6. That's 6.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I don't know.
We're being big dumb.
I'm the big dumb. Yeah. Doctor Strange.
It also is 2:20 right now. Yeah.
Doctor Strange for me, I just really liked it because of the whole like mysticism of it, magician. I've seen it multiple times, and I always like that. And I'm really excited for the next one because they're gonna go, I think, more into it because they said they were a little bit more subdued with the first one because they weren't sure how people were gonna react to it.
He's gonna be the Sorcerer.
I know, Sorcerer Supreme. I just find all of that stuff really, really cool. Yeah. So I really like Doctor Strange.
I loved him in the Avengers, the last two Avengers.
Oh yeah, for sure. Although I will say, in Endgame, he was completely useless. I hated that. Where he literally just came and just did the tornado. But, I mean, obviously, the whole reasoning for that was because he's seen all other possibilities and was like, yeah, this is the only one where we win.
Also, like, he probably would have done more, but it's like they were focusing on the boys.
Well, again, so. But that too. But, again, it also does come in where he's like, yeah, like, I already know how this is going to play out. So he had to make it play out a specific way. So I can see that. I can give that a pass. But, anyways, Doctor Strange, number 6, great movie. Then above that, I have Iron Man in my top 5.
Okay.
So for me, it's, again, the nostalgia glasses. It's fucking hard for me to put that any lower. Just because Iron Man 1, I've seen it so many times, and I feel like I've never gotten tired of it. It's just, it's the beginning of an era. And it's just, it was, for me, it was really cool because it was like, not the first superhero movie, but like, it was one of the superhero movies that I watched, and I was like, wow, this is like a fucking cool superhero. I don't know why, but it just made me like feel like that when I was a kid. Over like Batman and Superman and all that for some reason. Besides Spider-Man. I will say Spider-Man also made me feel like that. But Iron Man itself was just pivotal for my superhero watching as well as kind of getting more into heroes. Then I have literally the next four is basically your list. I have Guardians, I have Ragnarok, I have Infinity War, and I have Endgame. I just feel like those are just, for us, those are the solid list.
Guardians is a very unique movie, very it funny, is. Very cool villain. It's just like an easy pick.
It's what Suicide should have been. Suicide Squad should have been for the DC universe. That's exactly
what it should have been. Suicide Squad, to people that don't read comics and don't know anything about it, do not know anything about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. When I heard about it, I was like, I have no idea what the fuck this is. But you know what? I watched it because of Marvel. Marvel made Guardians. I was like, what the fuck is this? And I watched and I loved it. So I was hoping the same thing would happen with that. And it definitely did not. It highly disappointed me. But
yeah. But I mean, yeah, it's a given. Ragnarok's the best movie besides the last two Avengers.
Yeah, I would give that.
Hands
yeah,
down. Sure. It's highly enjoyable.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just so
it brings so many different things. Amazing. Plus, you get more of Hulk. What you get the first of, like, Hulk's personality, because before you just see Hulk smash, basically. Yeah. You know, it's just stupid, dumb Hulk, basically, running around fucking smashing. And then him, like,
kind of being in love with
yeah, but now Black he's Widow. Yeah, that's true. Hey, big guy. Sun's getting real low. But now it has... now it shows...
Fix this damn door!
Oh my god. Fucking see, that's what I'm saying. Like, those three movies.
The Spider-Man 3 was a monster.
He was a fucking horde monster. I can't believe they did that. You know, he's actually Sam Raimi's directing Doctor Strange 2. Sam Raimi's really? The one who directed the 1, 2, 3 of Spider-Man, which is interesting. I can't remember. What, why was it interesting? There was something. Oh, there was a callback. In Spider-Man 2. They wanted to call Dr. Octopus. They made a joke. They said, call him Dr. Strange. And the guy was like, oh, that one's already taken by another hero or some shit like that. And that was like, I think that was the funny callback because they just randomly threw it in. And they didn't know they were going to ever direct a Dr. Strange movie. So.
Okay.
But yeah, anyways, that was my top 10.
Infinity War Endgame is a given.
Endgame is a given. Endgame again,
is obviously better than Infinity War.
And it's hard for me to do that. It's not hard for me to do that. It's just Infinity War, when I remember back to it, like, there's nothing so many hype gets
you,
movement.
Chokes you up, like, on your left, and they just fucking...
I know! And the fucking splash out. Screen, we've talked about this before, the splash screen of just Captain America sitting there alone versus the entire army and Thanos standing there was fucking beautiful. But also, Infinity War, with Thor just fucking coming down and just starting to wreck everybody with Groot and that Rocket on his shoulders, that was fucking spine-chilling as well. It's just fucking hard to pick, like, your hype
no
moments.
No way.
I know.
He sends down. The first thing you see is his fucking hammer fly by. He catches it.
Yeah.
And then Rocket's on his fucking shoulder.
I know.
And then Groot in the beginning, like, making his hammer fucking sacrificing his arm. I know, yeah, and arm.
Cut off his arm. Oh, fuck, dude.
Those movies are so good.
All right, anyways.
Well, I think it would be a good time to dive into our fucking last topic of the day before Perfect. We run out of time.
I know, we're already running out of time.
We're probably gonna push this episode a little long to stay tuned, y'all. We got a great topic. We're gonna discuss what we think. It's basically, if you were to show, like, your kid or someone that has never seen Star Wars, like, how would you show it to them?
So in my case, my sister.
Chronological order. So yeah. So what it comes down for me, I have a little, like, little extra things, but I think the first argument or question I have for us is, what do you think is more important? The relationships that you build throughout 1, 2, and 3 to then see them go out in, like, 4, 5, and 6? Yeah, with, like, Obi-Wan and Anakin. But then, or the reveals, because you lose all the reveals if you watch 1, 2, 3 before 4, 5, and 6.
Personally, I think I like the reveals more.
I 100% agree.
Yeah.
So we're in agreement with that.
Yeah. I would.
That was a lot easier than I thought. Yeah. I thought that would be a debate. Yeah. So now let me throw this at you. So I personally think that starting someone off into Star Wars, the best way to do it is show them Rogue One. And let me tell you this, why. It's a really interesting movie, and it doesn't start off with Jedi. So they know this universe is not only Jedi. Also, it leads right into A New Hope, which is awesome. And then Vader is awesome in Rogue One. So you being introduced to Darth Vader, he is so fucking cool in Rogue One. Like, you get to see him choke him and shit, and then did you pull his lightsaber? Yeah, you're right. So I feel like you need to show them Rogue One first, because I did that with my friend. He watched it and was like, this is amazing. And then he watched it that way and really liked it.
See, but the issue with that, so there's another plus side and a kind of an issue that I have with it. The plus side is that also all the main characters, if you for some reason haven't seen it, they all die. So the plus side is you're not going to ever see them again anyways. So like it's kind of like you see them and then they die, their story's told, and like that's kind of like the end of that, and then it starts into like all of Star Wars then. So it is kind of like a perfect introduction. But my downside is it's because it's newer, it looks so good.
No, I don't think that matters.
You don't think so? I think it does personally. But it also depends on who's viewing it. Like my sister doesn't really care as much about like what it looks like. She's more of into the story. So she actually really liked the original trilogy.
You just have to tell them that it's older looking, because that's what happened to my friend. He watched A New Hope and was like, "What the fuck is this?" I'm like, "Dude, it's just an older movie."
Well, that's the thing though. Like it depends on who you're showing it to. Like I was saying, like if you're trying to show it to a kid, I can 100% tell you the kid's not going to like the fucking original trilogy compared to the prequels, lightsabers going everywhere and blasters fucking everywhere compared to the original trilogy.
See, you have to show it to them when they can respect the story.
That's true.
Because...
But then what if they're already tainted? What if they started off with Solo?
We're not talking about showing it to, like, a little kid that needs to be attention-grabbing. We're talking about just, like, the best way to chronologically watch it.
Okay, if somebody came up to you and was like, hey, I want to watch Star Wars, where should I start?
Yeah, so we're not, like... Okay. I said, like, kid, but I didn't mean it like we're showing it to, like, your six-year-old son or something like that. You'd be showing it to your, like... 14. I mean, they're gonna have watched it by then.
But, well, yeah, that's what I was saying. What if they're too old to get tainted? The first one they watch is Solo. You're like, fuck.
Or if this is for the person that is listening to this and doesn't watch Star Wars and wants to watch it perfect, I would say you watch Rogue One first. You get it builds up all this bullshit, and it has like you're like, what is all this stuff? The Death Star plans. You don't know what the Death Star is.
Yeah, it only alludes to the Force too. It really doesn't like talk too in depth. Like you kind of just like
what is Darth Vader? Like he's so fucking cool. Yeah. And then you go into the next one, and then they reveal the Death Star. You're like, oh my god, that's
and they reveal the Force technically.
Yeah, and then you go 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah,
I would say. And then after 6, you've seen all this stuff. You get all your beautiful reveals. And then this is what I personally think, would jump back to 1.
No, yeah,
watch
for sure.
Them as prequels. So, and then, I mean, you just jump back and you're like, oh, cool, it's Obi-Wan Kenobi. And then you just watch it.
Yeah.
This is what I would do. I would go 1, 2, and I would stop. Let me bust out the notes because I have specific little episode action going on. So... You would watch 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, this is cool. We get to see Anakin. We saw Maul. What the fuck? A double-sided lightsaber. This is awesome. And then you would start watching Clone Wars season 1 through 6.
Right.
Season 7, episode 1 through 9. So episode 9 is the first episode where Ahsoka meets Anakin again.
Mm-hmm.
So throughout this, you have now seen Anakin mature throughout the Clone Wars without knowing about him in Revenge of the Sith.
Right.
And you also now see Ahsoka as a key component, as not just being added in like we saw her.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's key to it. I think that makes Ahsoka way more important.
Personally, I would go up to like... completely just right up to the Siege of Mandalore.
That's literally what episode 9 is.
Well, like, I wouldn't include episode 9, though. Like, I would have episode 9 and the rest of it just be with...
No, because I like doing that because episode 9 has the episode 9, the last you see Anakin and Obi-Wan, they're running to go save the Chancellor.
Mm.
So then you get told that the Chancellor's been captured, and then it goes right into episode 3.
That's true.
And then so you basically, last time you see Anakin and Obi-Wan, they're like, oh, we're going to go save the Chancellor. They leave, and then you see what Ahsoka's doing. Then you start the 3rd movie off, and then you see what Anakin and Obi-Wan are doing. That sets the movie off.
Yep.
And then you have to go back and see what Ahsoka lived through.
Right.
And then after we see the Clone Wars...
including games? No, I'm kidding.
I mean, we could. Then you would...
Fallen Order?
Yeah, that's kind of hard to
play. No, yeah, it's different.
And then obviously probably go Rebels Solo. And then the sequels, right?
See, for that, it would depend. Because for me, Rebels definitely. Solo, and other like side story ones that they're going to be adding, like TV shows.
I think you should watch Solo with Rebels, just because Maul's in the end.
Oh yeah, you're
right. So like, it's kind of cool to tie it all together. So like, it just fits.
No, you're right. Yeah, it's, like, no. The same time period, you're right. As Rebels. Mm-hmm. The only thing is Rebels. No, that's fine. Yeah, no, you're right. I'm sorry. I was trying to look because I remember Rebels had like a split time gap, but it's still between 3 and 4, I believe. So it shouldn't.
Yeah, really. It doesn't even go in. Rogue One's way closer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then you'd then watch the sequels as sequels.
Right.
But then fit Resistance in however it fits.
Which I haven't watched it, so I have no fucking
idea. I don't know how deep it goes into this sequel timeline, right, either, if it goes to Rise of Skywalker or not, but...
I have no idea. I'm actually surprised that we've literally basically just agreed on this, like, 24... The only thing that, like, was off, but then when you explained it, made more sense to me was the Clone Wars episode. That was, like,
which, that's perfect. Imagine how cool that would be, like... My two favorite things of watching it that way is you get introduced to Vader, so cool, and then all the reveals are so much better, and, like, the Death Star is kind of a reveal.
Right.
Because you didn't see it before, and you get to see, like, Death Troopers, you're like, yo, what the fuck?
And you know what? I think, so like you said, fit Solo in. Sorry, this is just kind of stepping in for a second.
Yeah.
I would put Solo, because I think in the Rebels, I think, like, after a certain season, they have, like, a time gap. Like, I would just throw it between that time gap. Like, might as well. Because I'm pretty sure that's after Maul anyways.
Oh, yeah. So they have 4 seasons. Season 1 and 2, they might have a time gap where Ezra gets his green lightsaber.
Yeah, because I think 2 is the end of Maul, right? I don't think he's in anything else after that.
No, he's in more stuff.
Is he? Okay, never mind then. Yeah, well, either way, you can still put it in.
Season 2 is where Ahsoka and Vader fight. It's where Maul is introduced. And then Maul, like, is currently, like, doing things with Ezra and, like, trying to train him as his apprentice, whatever.
Oh, really? Oh, shit. Yeah, I thought that was later on.
And he fights Obi-Wan in, I think, season 3 or whatever.
Oh,
and
then okay, Tarkin's okay.
Tarkin's in season 4 or something. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, because Kanan was blinded in season 2, if I'm not mistaken. I'm just trying to remember.
In season 3, he gets blinded in season 2. Fuck,
I'm completely off then, whatever.
Because season 1, the whole villain of that is the Grand Inquisitor.
Yeah.
And then season 2, Ahsoka's introduced, and at the end, she's taken out, because then it's the whole thing.
Right.
Whatever, but yeah, anyways.
But yeah, and then I'm assuming, so that's the thing, where would you put Mando?
Oh, I completely left Mando out. Mando would be, I would do... judging from where it's going, I would actually put it before I would have anyone watch the sequels.
Okay.
So I would actually, that'd be the first thing we watch after we would watch then Revenge of the Sith.
That is a good lead-in because, yeah.
Rebels, Solo, and then you jump into Mando and you're like, whoa, we're at post-Empire time. Whoa.
Yeah, because that's all, like, that was capping off basically before...
Mm-hmm.
Before the Empire, well, before and during the Empire,
and
basically.
Then you go right into, and like, right Ahsoka into, yeah. And them, so, like, you get to see a lot of, like, familiar characters.
Obviously, it would depend on where Mando goes as well, because for all we know, it could fucking change something completely and be like, okay, maybe we should watch that later or earlier.
And we're
whatever,
obviously
but,
getting the Obi-Wan show, so that'll be there.
There's shit ton of other things that they're going to be making, But
the thing I like the most of this is how we get to see Anakin and Obi-Wan going off to the Revenge.
Yeah,
of
you
Sith
get to see
mission.
their like relationship in total too.
Yeah,
which is really really cool.
Which it's essential to see the Clone Wars, and the Clone Wars would start with the movie. This Clone Wars movie, and then jump into the show.
Right. What we really need to do, we got to go throughout the Revenge of the Sith, and we have to pause and
play
the Clone Wars episode. Yeah, because they like literally like freeze frame away into like Ahsoka
or
and shit.
Or just mix it all together.
Yeah, right. Yeah, fucking cut it up and just put it all together.
Edit it perfectly. But yeah, I think that concludes this week's episode. I think we went a little long.
A little bit. Not too long.
As I thought, but we had some great topics. I'm actually surprised we agreed on that so easily.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was going to be like a fucking debate, and it really wasn't.
But leave us in the comments what you guys thought, what you liked. Let us know what you want to do for our next top five. I'm thinking like top five... live action fights and the top 5 animated fights of light Star Wars. Or something
I like
that.
Yeah.
But hope you guys enjoyed this week.
Donate to our OnlyFans. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, our OnlyFans account. But hope you guys enjoyed. And in the wise words of Emperor Sheev Palpatine,
God rest his soul.
Do it. Donate to get us a hot Cheeto.
Ooh, see you next episode.